The amount Alaska's state government spends on health care is one of the biggest drivers of state spending. That's why the legislature is looking at ways to reduce health care costs. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on one idea to bring spending down.
Alaska provides health care for a lot of different groups. There are residents who receive Medicaid, but there's also state workers, retired state workers, and retired teachers, University of Alaska employees, and employees of state corporations like the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. And the state pays for teachers' insurance indirectly by funding school districts. Different groups of workers are insured under different agreements with insurers. Lawmakers believe the state could save money if there was one insurance pool that covered everyone with state-paid insurance. Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki says these savings could be a way to help close the nearly $3 billion gap between what the state spends and what it raises in oil royalties, taxes, and fees.
We believe there are significant savings that do not reduce dollars to the classroom, and that do not reduce key constitutionally required services to Alaskans, and it's something we plan to pursue.
The legislature ordered a study last year looking at whether the state could save money by creating a new health care authority. The report by Washington, D.C.-based PRM Consulting Group is due June 30th. That will make it difficult to include much savings in the budget that starts July 1st. But Michicki says the Senate is looking for roughly $100 million in structural reforms this year, including savings from health care. And he says health care savings could equal hundreds of millions of dollars in the future.
We do believe that pooling can deliver substantial savings, and we intend to promote that forward.
Anchorage Democratic Representative Ivy Sponholz says she's interested in the report, but she's skeptical about the immediate effect.
It's incredibly complex, and it's not likely that we're going to see substantial savings next year as a result of anything that comes out of that report. Instead, what we'll see is information that helps us to understand the cost drivers and the structural challenges that we need to address, and that'll just basically prepare us to roll up our sleeves.
One group that will be eager to read the report will be the state's health care providers. Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association President Becky Holtberg says it's not known what the report will recommend, but key elements could be ways to reduce the amount and how people use health care or the rates providers are paid.
You know, there are lots of different ways in health care to save money. One is through reducing utilization. Another is through reducing provider rates. So until we see where those savings are captured, it's really premature to pass any judgment on the outcome or to express concerns.
Michicki says providers and other healthcare stakeholders will be invited to discuss how to save money.
So we will be assembling a group of experts and those that are most concerned about perhaps their margins on determining how we can deliver health care in this state at a much lower cost to the state.
Healthcare consultant DJ Wilson says the study and the idea of a healthcare authority negotiating lower rates for those covered by the state holds promise.
I think that will bring pricing pressure to the market that is otherwise absent in Alaska.
Wilson also says that along with negotiating lower rates, the authority could coordinate patient care to eliminate unnecessary procedures. There's one additional obstacle to saving health costs in the next year. Most state workers have health insurance through union contracts, and those contracts don't expire soon. Details about how much starting an authority would cost would be included in the report. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.